though we are currently about 3 weeks away from Lag BaOmer and the Ali excitement that that brings, nevertheless, there's a wonderful insight that the Chassam Sofer brings down about Lag BaOmer, the source for Lag BaOmer, in this week's Parsha and Parshas Tazria. Now, what makes it so fascinating is that this is not the most famous of the Chassam Sofer's ideas about Lag BaOmer. So in order to get to the one in our Parsha, let's review the more famous pshat of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer writes it in a Chiddushei Chassam Sofer, even in Toras Moshe, mentions it in his Tshuva, in Yoredeya, or in Resh Lamed Gimel, he mentions it, which is as follows. It says, Lag BaOmer is celebrated all over, but there's no source for it, and it's nowhere in Shas and Poskim, but everyone observes Lag BaOmer, and the idea is that, oh, Lag BaOmer, that's when the Rabbi Akiva students stop dying. But that's not necessarily a reason to celebrate. Presumably, all the students are dead, so there aren't any more students that could be killed. So, what exactly does that mean in terms of a celebration? So, the Chassam Sofer has a fascinating insight. The Chassam Sofer's famous insight is as follows: we know that Klal Yisrael got to Midbar Sin by the 15th of Iyar, and up until that point, they didn't complain that they didn't have any food. So the idea is that they had as he says in his tshuva, they had the chareres. They were eating all the leftovers that they had from when they left Mitzrayim. It lasted for a month. But after the 15th, they had no more food. And that's when they began to complain. So says the Chassam Sofer says that it's quoted in the Medrash that 3 days later is when the man came down, even though they were told about the man, perhaps then presumably the next day, it didn't actually begin to fall until for 3 days. What's the significance of that? Well, the 18th of Iyar happens to be Lag BaOmer, and therefore you see that there is a reason to celebrate Lag BaOmer because it is the day when the man began to fall for Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. That's the Pshat, the Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer. The problem is as the Chassam Sofer points out, is that that Medrash is against the Gemara because it seems pretty clear even from the Psukim that the very next day was when the man came down. So it was on if Tezvav they didn't have it, they ran out of food. So Tezayin they already got the man. But he quotes that he says he claims that there's this Medrash which tells us that on the 18th is when of Iyar is when the man fell. Of course, this midrash isn't found anywhere, so that's also a problem that a lot of the poskim or a lot of the later commentaries deal with. But nevertheless, the Chassam Sofer. Oh, but there is important to point out that despite the fact that he finds a remez for the chashivos of Lag BaOmer, nevertheless the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva is still bothered by this whole idea of celebrating and Meron and whatnot. To him, it still doesn't make any sense, and he was not a fan. We do know that the Chassam Sofer was certainly deep into Kabbalah, while he had two major Rebbeim. One was the Hafla, and the other one was Reb Nosson Adler. And even though you think that the Hafla had the connections to the Baal Shem Tov, and you would think that he was the one responsible for the Hasidus, the answer is it's not the case. The Hafla was known for his brilliance in Halacha and in Pilpul and in Gemara, and that was his teacher in that aspect. But his Rebbe that he was most connected to, perhaps, was Reb Nosson Adler, who was known to be a very divisive figure and someone very much into Kabbalah and Zohar and all these other strange types of practices. So he, nevertheless, for him, saying going to Meron or being part of these Lag BaOmer Rashbi celebrations, even to him, didn't make sense. Someone who was a Baal Kabbalah for sure. But here, and that whole introduction leads us to an idea that the Chassam Sofer mentions in our Parsha, a small little vort here, which has a major impact, because I've never seen anyone quote this Chassam Sofer about the significance of Lag BaOmer, why there's a reason to celebrate. So he actually quotes it from a Zohar. He's focusing on our parsha, V'isha ki sazria v'yalda zachar. After the birth of a boy, the woman has 7 days of Yumei Tumah, and then 33 days of Yumei Tohar. So a total of 40 days. And the idea is after that 40-day period, she now has completely purified herself. And based on that, he does focus on a couple ideas. Okay, it's a couple pieces here, focusing on the significance of connecting the Ish to the Zachar, having the slower period of purification or impurity in order to purify themselves, versus a woman that a man only has 33 or a total of 40, and a woman has double or more than that. So, but nevertheless, he says, based on this idea of 40, he mentions a fascinating Zohar. The Zohar writes that from the Yom HaMila, once that 8th day comes along, Shemaschil HaNeshama, read from the Torah's Moshe, Yom HaMila Shemaschil HaNeshama HaKadosha Lichnos B'soch HaGuf HaYisraeli Eina Misyasheves Al Makoma HaRoi Ad Achar Lamed Gimel Yom. Says the Chassam Sofer that after the bris, that's when you get your special Yiddish Neshama Keduk HaKadosha. And then Neshama Kadosha begins and enters into your body, but it doesn't settle up for another 33 days. So if you think about it, it's essentially a 40-day process, which mirrors the 40-day period of the woman to become Mitahir from childbirth. So you have 8 days, the 8 days, the bris, another 33 days. And you essentially have the 40 days of the 40-day period. That's the idea. So for 33 days, the neshama is trying to find its place, and it finally gets comfortable after 33 days. Says the Chassam Sofer, based on this, we have another reason for why Lag BaOmer is so important. What do you mean? What does Lag BaOmer have anything to do with this? It mentions 33 days, but how does that connect to Lag BaOmer in practice? Middle of the Sefira, what does it have to do with 3 weeks from now? Says the Chassam Sofer, no, you don't understand. If you remember when Parshas HaChodesh, when the commandment is given to Klal Yisrael about Korban Pesach, we're told Kol Benichar Lo Yochal Bo, that anyone Kol Orel Lo Yochal Bo, that an Orel is someone who's uncircumcised is not allowed to participate in the Korban Pesach. So anyone who didn't have a Mila had to take care of it beforehand. So says the Chassam Sofer, what happened was that doesn't necessarily say this so clearly in the Pesukim, but the many people had a bris milah on Erev Pesach, on Yudalad Nisan, they had a bris milah in order that they could participate in the Korban Pesach. And now, what happens? If they had the Korban Pesach on, and they did the bris milah, on Yudalad Nisan, and now you count 33 days, what happens? Well, when you count 33 days, says the Chassam Sofer, it turns out that the neshama what entered into the bodies of all of these Jews who went through the bris in Mitzrayim, their body now, as they're going through the desert for 33 days, the neshama is there, but it's not being settled. It doesn't settle into the body until when? Until after the 32nd day of the Omer. If you do the math, it turns out that if you count from Tesvav Nisan, it turns out that on Yud Zayin Iyar is the 33rd day. And therefore, after the 32nd day of the Omer, that's when the Neshama finally settles into the body. And what's the next day? The next day is Lag BaOmer. So there it says the Chassam Sofer, here's a reason why Lag BaOmer is so significant. Yud Ches Iyar is such a significant day, because at that point, all of those Jewish males who had to go through the Bris Milah on Erev Pesach in order to participate in the Korban Pesach, that's when their neshama had the chance to enter into their bodies, but it wasn't misyasheves. It didn't settle into the body until the day before Lag BaOmer, and then on Lag BaOmer themselves, they were fully fledged. They were Jews that were permeated with Kedusha. So a beautiful idea that's from the Chasam Sofer, not his most famous one about Lag BaOmer, but tucked away in Parshas Tazria. Presumably that's why people haven't heard about it, because it's stuck in Parshas Tazria, but nevertheless, a beautiful insight that helps us appreciate from a second level of why Lag BaOmer is such a special day, even with nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva students and nothing to do with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Meron. And the truth is that if you look in the Torah's Moshe, when I was reading it, he says, "Bezeh yesh lahavin echad meha ta'amim shel Lag BaOmer." This is one of the reasons of Lag BaOmer. In other words, he's preempting the fact that there is another one, the more famous one, which is the idea that the, as I mentioned before, that Lag BaOmer was this day when the Mun came down in the Midbar. But nevertheless, the other reason now we see here is that it's also connected to the day when the neshamas of all those arelim were settled through their efforts to enjoy the Korban Pesach as someone who was no longer an arel. And now at this point, Lag BaOmer, the Kedusha permeated throughout all of their neshamas and their body. Have a great day.